Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Meep, meep.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and penultimate workday of the week alohas to you. It is the Thursday edition, the pre-Valentine's Day edition. Subtle reminder for you there. Great to have you along today as we enter the most heavily commuted and, as a result, most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab your phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307, and my email address, bob@1063word.com. Special Valentine's edition of ATF. Coming up in this hour as well. But first of all, we are inundated here in South Carolina with Democrat presidential contenders and pretenders virtually everywhere. Crazy commie Bernie leading the field. Bernie came under some scrutiny when Peter Schweizer wrote his new book, Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Political Elite. Senator Bernie Sanders has been a loud and constant voice for socialist policies throughout his 30 years in Washington, a self-proclaimed champion of the collective good. But in researching my new book, Mr. Schweizer wrote, I discovered that while Sanders may talk about the common good, his public service has made him and his family rich. Perhaps no one has benefited more from Sanders' career in politics than his wife, Jane. When Bernie was first elected mayor of Burlington, Vermont, he appointed his then-girlfriend, Jane Driscoll, to head his administration's youth office. Though the position was originally unpaid, Bernie eventually put Jane on the payroll over objections of the city council. The job was never advertised so that others could apply. A local paper noted that Sanders never bothered to provide evidence as to Jane's qualifications for the position. By the way, let me go back just a bit from what Peter Schweizer said. You realize the first time that Bernie Sanders ever had a full-time paying job, he was 45 years old. And that's when he started banking checks signed by the taxpayers. Essentially, that's all the money that Bernie's ever made, outside from his books. Yeah, he never had a steady full-time. He was like a part-time carpenter and woodworker. Woodworkers of the world unite. Anyway, the appointment would remain a source of controversy for Sanders. After Bernie and Jane got married in 1988, his new wife received a pay increase. By the way, they honeymooned in the old Soviet Union at the height of the Cold War. As one local newspaper reported, political sparks flew at Burlington's annual city meeting Monday night as Democrat aldermen raised a series of questions concerning a hefty pay raise for Mayor Bernie Sanders' new wife, and whether she could continue to hold her job as director of the mayor's youth office. Well, after Bernie won election to Congress in 1990, Jane's business ties to her husband rose to a new level. In Washington, Jane became one of her husband's top aides, serving at various times as his chief of staff, press secretary, and political analyst. After a decade in Congress, Jane and family went about setting up a company that operated under three different names to provide income tied to Bernie's political career. On September 27, 2000, the family formed Sanders and Driscoll LLC, a for-profit consulting company run by Jane, her daughter Karina, and son David. The business also operated under two trade names, Leadership Strategies and Progressive Media Strategies. The fact that this entity and its aliases were formed just weeks before the 2000 election is significant. The Sanderses ran these out of their home on Killarney Drive in Burlington, Vermont. Was that Killarney Drive or Malarkey Drive?
It's a bunch of malarkey.
Yeah, one or the other. Well, in any event, these entities served as financial conduits to run cash to Bernie Sanders' family. It's impossible to know precisely how much Sanders' financial disclosure forms, which he is required to release as a member of Congress, only listed more than $1,000 as the amount of income they earned from these consulting firms. We do know that some of Bernie's campaign dollars flowed through these limited liability corporations. While running for House re-election in the early 2000s, critics claimed Sanders doled out more than $150,000 to his wife and stepdaughter for campaign-related work between 2000 and 2004. Some of the campaign money flowing to the family from Bernie's campaign came as Jane served as a media buyer for his reelection. A media buying is a murky but potentially highly lucrative stream of income for those involved in political campaigns. Modern American political campaigns spend big amounts of money on TV and other forms of media, like, for instance, radio. A media buyer handles the purchase of airtime and secures the contracts with media outlets. Typically, a media buyer receives a commission of about 15% of the cost for a media campaign. So if a campaign were to spend, say, $1 million on TV ads, the media buyer would pocket a $150,000 commission. But here's the kicker. The media buyer commission is not actually disclosed anywhere. Filings with the FEC only require disclosure of the bulk amount of the media buy. In this example, the FEC report will only disclose the $1 million media buy. And as for the fact that Jane Sanders is the spouse of a politician, she is only required to disclose that she earns more than $1,000 from her business. And what's interesting about the Sanders family foray into media buying in particular is that Jane Sanders had no apparent background in media buying. But in her husband's 2006 campaign, she worked with two media buyers named Barbara Boogie, B-O-U-G-I-E, and Sheila Hutton Hartig, two names that would become significant when Bernie's political ambitions went national. Bernie Sanders' insurgent 2016 presidential campaign brought in a huge amount of money, a large chunk of it, nearly $83 million, flowed to a mysterious limited liability company with no website, no phone number, and no office space. Indeed, the LLC was registered to a private home on a cul-de-sac in suburban Virginia. The mysterious company is called Old Town Media LLC. Two names connected to the company, Barbara Boogie and Sheila Hutton Hartig, Jane's associates from the 06 campaign. The Sanders campaign purchased a whopping $82.77 million in political ads through Old Town Media, which could have earned the company a media fee of more than $12 million based on the industry standard for ad buy commissions. Was Jane Sanders somehow involved in this financial arrangement? FEC disclosures make it easy to hide where media buying fees actually go. Jane listed her income from her professional work at the time as simply more than $1,000. When a highly respected Vermont reporter named Jasper Craven, working for the nonprofit VermontDigger.com, asked Jane about Old Town Media during a phone interview, she replied, "I have no idea what Old Town Media is," and then hung up the phone. Even when Jane got a job not working for Bernie, it still seemed to be connected to his political position. In 04, Jane got a job, was appointed head of Burlington College, a private school with fewer than 200 students. One of the board members of the college admitted that Jane's marriage to Bernie played a big role in her hiring because of they thought it would help with fundraising. Attending Burlington College was not cheap. Tuition was over $23,000 a year in 2014 and 15. In addition, the college received millions in federal money over the years, and students could apply for federal government-supported student loans. That flow of money provided funds that could be directed into family enterprises, and Jane steered Burlington College resources in the same direction as Bernie did his campaign money. That is, it went to the family. Beginning in 2009, the nonprofit Burlington College agreed to a deal with the for-profit Vermont Woodworking School to set up a carpentry program. The school, launched 2 years earlier, was not accredited and happened to be owned by Jane's daughter, Karina. Burlington College had never had a woodworking program before, and as when Bernie hired Jane to a city job while he was mayor, those outside the family were never invited to apply. That first year of the alliance, the college gave Karina's school $56,474 for materials, charges, and lease of bench space. By 2010, the cash flowing from the college to the family business was more than $133,000. Payments ballooned to $182,000-plus in rental costs alone by 2012. In total, Burlington College would funnel more than $500,000 to Karina's woodworking school. The transactions are notable because Burlington College at the time was struggling to pay its own faculty and bills. Karina's school also received at least one federal grant from the Department of Agriculture to install biomass heating. At the time, Senator Bernie Sanders sat on the powerful Senate Budget Committee with financial oversight of the Department of Agriculture budget. Despite the academic failings of the college, its continuing financial difficulties, and the growing river of funds that were flowing to her daughter's business, Jane's salary as president continued to rise. By 2009, she was making $160,000 a year, including benefits. It soon became apparent the college did not have enough money coming in to pay its debts, although they did have enough to pay Jane, and it started falling behind in their loan payments. The board of directors asked Jane to leave in 2011, and in doing so, she received a $200,000 severance on her way out the door. 5 years later, the college collapsed. So when I say that Bernie has helped poor people, yeah, he's helped his stepdaughter, his stepson, his wife, and he's helped himself along the way as well. Brought them all out of poverty. Way to go, crazy commie Bernie. 519, be right back.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, Dan.
Welcome back, 525 here on the Bobby Mac Show, the Thursday edition. To the phones we go. Thanks for patiently waiting. Gary is first up this hour. He is in Landrum. Hi, Gary, and welcome to the show.
Happy Galentine's Day.
Yes, indeed. Whatever the heck that is.
I lived in Vermont for 25 years from the time that Ben and Jerry's was in a garage and Bernie was the mayor.
Wow.
Still way too long.
Yeah. So you were in at the beginning with this guy.
Not only that, I was a school board member and vice president and things like that.
Oh, boy.
Of the neighboring town for 10 years while we were being inundated with the Massachusetts, I'm not going to say their real name, but
right.
The Massachusetts folks and the New York folks that seemed to be recruited to come in and help them take over the state.
Funny how that happened, huh?
Yes, and it's going to happen to South Carolina if we're not careful.
Yeah, you're right.
And let me go through some bullet points. I know we're up against time.
No, you're fine. You're fine. Go ahead.
Okay. First of all, he was very helpful when he was in Washington. Very, very... if we needed things done in Washington, he was very helpful.
So he was constituent-friendly.
Constituent friendly, that's right. And let's see. Another key aspect of him, he was deceptive. He loved to use study groups.
Mm-hmm.
So he'd use, anytime there was any opposition, he'd appoint a study group, and it'd take a year or two to get through the study group, and by then everything would be gone. Whatever position he was in, that's what he liked to do. He liked his family. He was untrustworthy. He was very deceptive in the way he did things with these study groups and with his family.
Right.
That school, that college they started in Burlington, was never needed. That was completely his boondoggle.
Yep.
They had lots of schools that were there. There was no need for a school of any, except maybe a 2-year school. If they would have done that,
wasn't there some investigation as well about their getting a bank loan to fund this college, and as collateral for the loan, Jane Sanders told the bank that they had a bunch of backers who were going to be contributing to the college, and it turned out that all that was invented. And they ended up defaulting on the bank loan, and there was some FBI investigation about it that came to nothing. What a shock.
That was all written up in the newspapers. It would all seem to be true. It fit the pattern, and it fit the pattern that nothing happened.
Right. Yep.
The guy is a narcissist through and through. He's politically pragmatic.
Mm-hmm.
If he as you can see by his campaigns, his life is methodical.
Yeah.
In terms, he uses deception and methodical processes to do that.
He's a scary individual, and he's even closer to the reins of power now than I would like to see him, let alone in the White House. Thanks for sharing that, Gary. That's fascinating stuff.
Okay, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Good to have you here. Coming up on 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show, Annie's ready to go in the news center. I mentioned tomorrow being Valentine's Day, special edition of Amazing True Facts Today. We are going to ask Alexa to repeat some lines, some famous lines from romantic movies, and we'll see if the Bobettes can identify the film. That's on the way right after we bring you up to speed on the news. 529 here on Thursday on the Bobby Mac Show.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Let's rock.
Bob McLean.
Get your motor running. Head out on the highway. Steppenwolf, by the way, not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, but certain particular songs are, and Born to be Wild is one of them, as it should be. 5:37, 23 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show, in on the text line. Bobby, I totally believe everything you said about Bernie and his family. I'd like a family member to hear that. How can I do that, please? I was reading to you an excerpt from Peter Schweizer's book, Culture of Corruption. The part that I was reading was on the Fox News website a while back, but it's S-C-H-W-E-I, I believe, Z-E-R, Peter Schweizer, and the book is Culture of Corruption. He's got a bunch of stuff in there about all of the Hillary and Clinton Crime Family Foundation. It's a great book. He's written several in that vein. Bobby, do you know why gas prices took a huge jump today? Regular unleaded went from $1.94 to $2.15. While I was at the hot spot in Greer, about 3, I've searched the internet and can't find any explanation. I imagine you would find the explanation in the coronavirus. because the Chinese economy is pretty much grinding to a halt, which means they're not using much oil, which means production has been cut back. Chinese have a tendency to store their oil in tankers offshore. It's that whole trickle-down thing. Bobby Henry says if Bernie is really a socialist, then why is he not insisting that all the delegates and votes be split equally among all the candidates? Yeah, there you go. Oh, and this bougie, whatever woman's name is, that is wrapped up with Jane Sanders in all this media buying. Texter says name is pronounced Bougie. Ooh, La Francais, I see. You mean like Bobby Boucher in Waterboy? Bobby, I'm a little confused about some of the Democrats' commercials. I've seen an ad by Bloomberg, one by Warren, one by Biden, all with Obama singing their praises. I'm not a Democrat, but it still perplexes me. Are they just using clips but don't have Obama's true endorsement? You are correct. Obama has endorsed no one. Texter said, I thought Obama had endorsed Deval Patrick. No, he just stole a speech from Deval Patrick, stealing a page from plagiarist Joe Biden's book a number of years back. Bobby, I was very moved by your recording asking prayer for Rush Limbaugh. Please keep that up. Very special. We need Rush's national voice for freedom. We do indeed. Bobby Mac got it handled. I got to work tomorrow, so I have to spend Valentine's Day at work. Yeah, but what do you do when you come home? And with that, we lead into a special Valentine's Day edition of...
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing, Amazing, True Facts.
You betcha. Well, we hit on this idea. We decided it would be interesting for Valentine's Day to ask Alexa to provide us with some romantic lines from famous movies and see if you can name what movie they are from. Here we go.
It's time for Alexa Valentine's Day Theater.
You bet.
I love you.
I love you.
Thank you. Aww. Love you, too. Okay, are you ready, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass?
Let's go.
And Little Annie in the news center.
Born ready.
The Bobettes all set to go. Yeah. So that being said, Alexa, please challenge us by reciting a romantic movie line.
I'll never let go, Jack. I promise.
Ding! The Shining.
I have a feeling Annie is being counterproductive today. I think Moneypenny has a different response.
Would that be the Titanic?
That would
Bob?
Be the Titanic. Yes, indeed.
Good, because I didn't know it anyway.
Alexa, if you would, recite our next romantic movie line.
All I want to do is grow old with you.
Dracula.
Nope. Dracula.
It's a love story.
Dracula would be, what's the word I'm looking for here?
Wrong.
Yeah, no, it's not Dracula,
okay.
I'm afraid. Moneypenny?
The Notebook.
No.
That's a good guess.
That was a good guess. Sorry. Wedding Singer.
Oh.
That line is from,
you know,
okay,
I don't
Alexa.
Think I've ever seen that one.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Wedding Singer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not a rom-com.
Yeah. Mm. Adam Sandler. The Sandman.
That's mm-hmm. probably why I've never seen that.
Yeah, could be. Alexa, if you would, recite another romantic movie line.
You're the first boy I ever kissed.
She's Jake, lying.
And I want you to be the last.
What? The what?
I said she was lying.
Oh, she was. Wasn't the first one. Aha! Wasn't the first boy she ever kissed.
I don't know.
That's a good answer.
I don't know.
Moneypenny? Well, here's a hint. Also the name of a big hit song by Lynyrd Skynyrd was the title of the movie.
Free Bird.
That's it. Congratulations.
No way.
Sweet Home Alabama, for heaven's sake.
I don't think I've seen that one either.
That's cute. I kind of saw parts of that.
Okay. Alexa, if you're ready, recite another line from a romantic movie.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
I am Groot.
That's the Guardians of the Galaxy yeah. 1 and 2.
There you go. Because after all, who cannot love Groot?
He is cute. Yeah.
I am Groot.
Yeah, you said that. Thank you, Alexa. Appreciate it.
I have Groot.
Okay, you do have Groot.
You are Groot.
On the keychain.
I am Groot.
Let's see, this one, this would be a good one. Alexa, if you would recite the next line from a romantic film. How are you all doing at home, by the way? You doing pretty good?
They're killing me.
Here's Alexa.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
Bride of Chucky.
I think you are confusing the concept of what we're doing here today, Annie. It's not Halloween movies, okay? It's romantic movies.
She loved him.
I'm also just a girl standing in front of a boy, asking him to love her.
Yeah. Yeah, and she never kissed anybody else either. That's her story, and she's sticking to it. Any idea what that is, Bobettes?
Nightmare Before Christmas.
No. Notting Hill.
Oh. Yeah.
One of those,
I saw that
elitist British ways. Okay.
That's because Alexa didn't have the accent. It threw me off.
Well, Alexa doesn't have an accent. She got that flat Midwestern Alexa accent. Okay, Alexa, next romantic movie line, if you would.
It's like in that moment, the whole universe existed just to bring us together.
Mm.
It all sounds so good when she says it, though. I don't know.
Serendipity. Serendipity. It was kind of serendipitous that Alexa pulled that one out. okay, Alexa, next romantic movie line, please.
I love you. I knew it the minute I met you. I'm sorry it took so long for me to catch up. I just got stuck.
Minions.
Nope.
Pretty Woman.
Nope.
I don't know.
No. Silver Linings Playbook.
Okay, I want to know how many listeners have gotten any of these right.
Okay. I'm trying to capture the spirit of the thing here.
I love it. It's fun. Do another.
Okay, one final one. Alexa, go ahead if you would.
You don't marry someone you can live with. You marry the person you can't live without.
Oh, that's kind of deep, philosophic.
Good one.
Yeah.
You don't marry someone you can live with. You marry the person you can't live without.
Harold and Maude.
7 funerals and a wedding.
No. I love you.
Oh, I love you too.
We love you too, but what was the movie?
That was it. The name of the movie was I love you.
Alexa sucks.
Let me just conclude by passing along this line from my own personal philosophy.
Yeah.
As we head towards Valentine's Day, okay? A marriage is a relationship in which one person is always right and the other person is the wife. That's just kind of just a page from the Bobby Mack romantic philosophic guide there.
And what are the two words every spouse needs to know?
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear.
Yes, dear. Right away, honey. I'll get right to it. So I hope you have a terrific Valentine's Day tomorrow and hope that you enjoyed our little foray with Alexa. 546, 14 before 6. How did you do? Be interested in knowing. 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Be right back. We love you. Mean it. Ooh, I know that one. Bride of Frankenstein. No, that's,
Wrong.
Sorry. 5:52, 8 before 6 here, the Bobby Mack Show, the day before Valentine's Day. Bobby, I just woke up and heard the last movie quotation from Alexa. Is there a way I can hear that whole section without listening to the entire podcast? As a matter of fact, glad you asked that, because we just added a new feature on radio.com. When you go to my podcast, we have something called Rewind. So you can just put in the time, like 5:35. You can go to the 5 o'clock hour, and then you can skip ahead in 15-minute increments. Just go to 5:40 in the podcast when it loads here at the top of the hour. Just go into 5:40. That's the time that you want, and it'll take you right to it. And you can replay it over and over again as many times as you like, because it was so famously entertaining. Bob is a 30-year-old male. I also got none of those Alexa movie lines correct. However, I am pulling into a Krispy Kreme, so I got that going for me. You bet. And if you're pulling in when the hot light's on, you're cruising. Moneypenny, I heard you say Alexa sucks. We all agree.
Or at least in this game, she did.
Bobby, we got none, correct? Sorry to hear that. Bobby, Bride of Chucky, hilarious, almost had to pull over. I love me some Little Annie, and no, I didn't know any of the movie quotes. And it picked up I Love You on the radio. Laugh out loud. Moneypenny, I haven't gotten one right yet. Love you. Mean it. Bobby, I did know Notting Hill. There you go. Bobby, you and the Bobettes make my ride home so much more enjoyable. Thanks for the laughs. Our pleasure. Bobby, how much did Annie have to drink at lunch? Brandon from Bobby Mac's Stomping Grounds. Nah, she's stone cold sober. Bobby, is that book Secret Empires by Peter Schweizer? No, that was his previous book, which is also very, very good. His new one is called Corruption. Wait a second. Hang on just a second. Let me drag it back out and I can. Yeah, here it is. Profiles in Corruption, Abuse of Power by America's Progressive Elite by Peter Schweizer, Schweizer. He nails these folks. Nails them. Bobby, about gas prices, Exxon had a major refinery fire in Louisiana a couple of days ago. Thank you. Appreciate that. What was the name of that book again? Yeah, we just gave it. Yeah, on your news, there you go, Bobby Mac, in the traffic. Like I said yesterday, there's your hit and run and or accident, Cedar Lane and Highway 253 practically every day. That's got to be from the lady in TR, doesn't it, Moneypenny? Yeah. What else do I have in here? But I know I had some others in here that I had not gotten to yet. And I am looking. Oh, yeah. Bobby Mack, I recently heard it was revealed that Tom Steyer's brother has been linked to the Podesta pedophile emails. Wonder what that's all about. Don't know, but I do have some more information about Steyer. A guy who's a billionaire and only owns one belt and one tie, apparently. This bank that he and his wife set up ostensibly to help underprivileged people, and how they're being sued like crazy because of the high interest rates they charge that have brought tons of lawsuits. All that and more is going to be on the way in the bonus hour. By the way, this hour of the Bobby Mac Show brought to you by Quarantine Cruise Lines.
If you ever wanted to get away from it all and stay away from it all, plan your next vacation on Quarantine Cruise Lines. You'll be whisked away at sea on a beautiful cruise ship. And and then locked in your cabin where you'll stay so you don't get infected. You'll receive all the luxuries of a regular cruise. With these few exceptions, you won't be able to leave your cabin. Food service is extremely limited. No stewards will visit your room, make your bed, or clean your room. No one will leave you chocolates on your pillows. And nobody will fold a towel in the shape of a cute little animal. It's one day after another in complete isolation. Quarantine Cruise Lines, now with containment stops all over the world.
Mm. It seems like you're going for comedy over substance.
Well, we like to go for both where we can, but given a choice. Bonus hour is still ahead here on the Bobby Mack Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.